Billy? So that's something that you can all get involved in. And we, as a church, have decided that we'd be one to support and help her with all of that. So any way that any of you feel led to help, why, let her know, and so that we can make all that happen. Children have already gone. So I'm sneaking out. Huh?
I said there's only one here.
Only one here? Praise the Lord. Title of the lesson for today, The Lord Looks at the Heart. I started out with Psalms 5, verse 3. And it says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. So I had planned on using, and we'll be looking at Psalms chapter 5 quite a bit this morning. But as I read that, I thought, you know, how many of us come to the Lord first thing in the morning when we get up, and just he hears our voice first thing. And I got to thinking about David. Lord was reminding me of David and how he, you know, most of the Psalms, as you know, most of the Psalms are written by David. They were, it was what was on his heart. And so we're going to be looking at some of the Psalms this morning. We're going to be looking at some scriptures in 1 Samuel. But before that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you this morning for all that you're doing today, Lord. Thank you for what you've said through Brother Paul, and Lord, that we need to let our light shine. That we need to be a light in our community. We need to share our time and our lives with others, not be loners, not to be by ourselves, but Father, we're part of your church. Father, we're part of you. Father, we want to grow up to be like you. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us into yourself, for choosing us to be your children. And Father, this morning we come. Father, just have your way today. Don't let me get in your way, but Father, just speak through me to the body of Christ. Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying to the church today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's begin in Psalms chapter 5. We'll just go on from there. Psalms 5, I'm going to begin in verse 1. And we'll end our session today with the end of the chapter. I'm going to look at some other stuff in between then. Psalms 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, O my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. It's one of the things that I've made into a habit. You know, you have to do something over and over and over to make it a habit, make it something that you, you just do it because it's habit. Since 1990, I've been in the Gideon ministry, and that's one of the things that they've taught us to do is to spend time in the Word and in prayer. And so that's really when the Lord brought me face to face with that I needed to be spending more time with him every day. And so I made it a habit to come to the Lord every morning so that he hears my voice every morning. I can remember as a child when mom would wake us boys up to go to the barn around 5:30 every day. to go help milk and get the chores done before we went to school. And every morning when I'd, after she'd call us and wake us up, well, I'd come down and get ready to go out, and Mother would be sitting there at the table reading and spending time in prayer. That's what she did. And so my mother was probably one of the most godly women that I ever knew. She was just a great example to me and to the rest of us little wingers, and it was just a joy to be around my mom. So I figured if it was good enough for her, it's good enough for me. She taught us the way we should go, and that was just one of the examples that I saw in her. So, and as I was looking at the Psalms and what I think David wrote like 70 of the Psalms out of the 150. He wrote most of them, and this one is a Psalm of David. And I got to thinking about that verse that says that I'm looking for a man after my own heart. That's what is what the Father said. And so let's go to 1 Samuel. It's when God rejected Saul as king because Saul did not do what he was supposed to be doing, and he chose David to be king over Israel. And if you haven't spent much time back in the Old Testament, in the beginning of the Old Testament, it's really, really a good history lesson, a good time back there to learn these different people. And David made a lot of mistakes, as most of you remember, like we do. He made mistakes, but still, he was a man after God's own heart. And in 1 Samuel 13, you would go to chapter 13. I'm going to read verses 11 through 14 to get us started here. So Samuel was the prophet at that time. He was the one who the Lord spoke through to the kings. And Saul had done something that he wasn't supposed to do here. And verse 11, it says, Samuel said to him, "What have you done?" asked Samuel. Saul replied, "When I saw that the men were scattering and that you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought, 'Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor.' So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering." So apparently he had offered a burnt offering unofficially. He shouldn't have done that. That's not what he was supposed to be doing. And so Samuel says, "You acted foolishly. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, you would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people." So the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord looks at our heart. How is your heart? Does your heart and your head work together? Over in chapter 16, then, if you just flip over a page or two there in your Bibles, I want to begin in verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." Samuel said, "How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I've come to sacrifice the Lord, sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate. Samuel did what the Lord said. And when he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So Samuel was looking at Jesse's sons. There was quite a few of them. I'm not sure how many there were, but he had quite a few sons. And he saw Eliab, a man of stature. He was a good-looking guy, and he thought, surely this is the man. This is the one that God wants. But God told him, I'm not looking at the outward appearance, but I'm looking at the heart. I'm looking at what's inside the man, not what's outside. Then Jesse called Abinadab, had him pass in front of Samuel. Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "They're still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We'll not sit down until he arrives." So he sent and had him brought in. He was ready with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise, anoint him. He is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the presence of his brothers. From that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. And Samuel then went on to Ramah. So out of eight sons, David was the youngest. Obviously, he wasn't the one Samuel would have chosen. Samuel was looking at the oldest one, at Eliab. Thought, surely he's the one. But God was looking at his heart. And as we read in the verses previous, he said, "I'm going to appoint a king who is a man after my own heart." So, do we have the heart of God? Do we have a heart that seeks after the Father? Do we want to spend time with Him? Let's turn now to Deuteronomy chapter 5. I'm going to look at just some verses right after the Ten Commandments were given. Beginning at verse 32 of chapter 5. It says, "So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or the left. Walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper. Prolong your days in the land that you will possess. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. We said these commands are to be on your hearts. It's a heart issue that we have with the Father. And that's what He wants. That song that we sang this morning said it's about our hearts. And that's what I want us to understand this morning, that Jesus is looking for our hearts. He wants our hearts. And we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart. In Psalms 37, going back to the Psalms again, I think it's another Psalm of David. I better check before I just say that. It is. Psalm 37 is another one of his. We're going to be looking at several different passages here in Psalms 37, but in verse 3 through 7 it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Father's the one that puts the desires in our hearts. As we spend time with Him, our desires will become His desires. And so, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He says He'll give us the desires of our hearts. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. And be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. And then on over in verse 23 it says, "If the Lord delights in a man's way, He makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with His hand. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed." In the last part of the chapter, verses 39 and 40, it says, "The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him," or they trust in Him. We can trust Him. He's trustworthy all the time. He doesn't change. He's not going to let us down. And He loves us more than we could ever know. Now back over in Psalms chapter 5, at the end of the chapter, verses 11 and 12, say, "But let all who take refuge in You be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread Your protection over them for those who love Your name, that those who love Your name may rejoice in You. For surely, O Lord, You bless the righteous. You surround them with Your favor as with a shield." And I've preached already before just on the Lord's favor. As you know, we do have the Lord's favor. Job was walking in the Lord's favor before he was crushed by the enemy. Because he was a man of integrity. He was a man who loved the Lord. And God told Satan, He said, "Consider my servant Job. He's a man of God. He doesn't do anything wrong." And the enemy argued with him. He said, "Well, don't you have a hedge around him?" "Well, yeah. Of course I do." And so it made me realize that God protects us because we're His children. because he loves us, because we have a heart for God. He protects us. I'm not going to read all of Psalms 91. Most of you know Psalms 91. It's a very, very good psalm to go along with this. Take time to read that on your own. But I would like to close today with Jeremiah 29. And a lot of you know and have this verse, these verses memorized as well. But we're going to go a little bit farther than just 11 and 12 today in Jeremiah 29. So if you would turn there. I want to finish up with those verses. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So when you're looking at when you have to memorize this Psalms or Jeremiah 29:11, make sure you include 12 and 13 as well. It says, then you can call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. Just a few weeks ago I had a message on the God who sees you, Elroy, the God who sees you, and I wanted to be the God who hears you today. Even though I've titled it, The Lord Looks at the Heart, it's God hears us when we come to Him in the morning and in the afternoon and the evening. Our lives are continual prayer. As we learn to share our time with the Father, spend time with Him daily, we've learned that worship is not just time that we spend here with our worship team leading praise and worship, but all of our day can be worship to the Father as we share with someone else at work, as we get involved in other people's lives and do what we do in our daily life. It's all a worship to the Father. So He wants our hearts, guys. So think about that this week as you get up in the morning. I know some of you are not morning people, and that's okay. He still wants you to come to Him when you get up. I had to make it a habit. I had to start getting up earlier. You have to make that commitment. I'm going to get up. If it takes you 15 minutes to read and spend your time in prayer, then just set your clock 15 minutes earlier than you normally do.
Good habit to get into. My time's a little longer than that. He just doesn't have to. He just wants part of your time. Not hearing it anymore. Time to quit then, isn't it? When you can't hear me, it's time to quit. I don't think I did anything different. So. All right. Worship or praise team, come. We're ready to close. If any of you have a prayer need this morning, we'd love to pray with you.